Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a question. This is kind of a personal thing in a sense, because you have kids in this age group, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, the reports are that Pfizer is going to authorize the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, expanding it. Dr. Anthony Fauci on TV this morning saying he says it's going to happen in a matter of days. Okay. And I just don't know if I don't know how I feel about it. I'm fully vaccinated. My wife is fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I feel like I need to think about it a little bit, and I want to get some answers. So other parents who have concerns. So Dr. Juan Salazar, physician in chief with the Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, doctor.
Hey, good morning. How are you both?
We're great. Make the case to Asajj. I'm not worried or scared. I just don't. No. I don't know how aggressively to get my kids vaccinated.
Listen, it's really important to get them vaccinated. While it is absolutely true that most kids will have a very mild illness with COVID-19, mm-hmm. There's still a possibility that they could end up in the hospital. We've had about 150 kids admitted to Connecticut Children's over the past 12 to 14 months. So there is a possibility of sickness. So you should get them vaccinated.
So, Pfizer's saying, okay, looks like it's going to be okay. Dr. Fauci says, yeah, it's going to be okay for younger kids to get it. Do you have to adjust the dose or something, or can you give them the full adult dose?
Yeah, Ray, the trial that was done with, close to 3,000 kids used the same dosage that was used, for 12 to 15-year-olds that were used in adults. And very effective, extremely effective. There were zero cases in the vaccine group.
Wow.
There were about 80 cases in the placebo group with very few side effects and excellent antibody titers. So it's a really good, effective vaccine in that age group.
Now, does the vaccine help prevent the spread? It prevents contracting it, but do we know about whether if you have the vaccine, you don't spread it as much? I'm not sure.
Yes, I think there's very solid data now from the adult studies indicating that not only do you prevent infection, but you prevent the ability to shed this virus, which obviously as we move into the school season next year, you really want to get all these kids vaccinated so we can get a real control of this virus through herd immunity. Very important.
Kind of a related question here, but it's something I've wondered about. If, in fact, let's say, vaccines have been a big deal over at the Capitol and have been for the past couple of years. If, a kid goes to school and he or she is not vaccinated and he or she contracts measles, if the other kids in the class are vaccinated, does that create a problem?
Well, again, this is a broader discussion about
contagious
diseases, and this is why we mandate vaccination because of the greater benefit to the to public health and overall good. So I think you have to vaccinate. It's very, very important. Again, we haven't gotten to a mandate for vaccination for COVID-19, and that's going to be a while if that happens. But my ask for parents is to seriously consider this vaccine as it gets licensed for 12 to 15-year-olds and eventually for the younger population.
And we're talking with Dr. Juan Salazar from Connecticut Children's Medical Center. In terms of when they do these studies, just like with the adults, I mean, you don't know of any long-term negatives. How do you, assuage those fears of the quote-unquote unknown?
Yeah, that's a great question. And here is, it's a risk-benefit issue. What we do know is that COVID-19 can be very serious. We're also studying the long-term effects of the actual infection, and those could be problematic. We don't know yet. We don't know if this virus in the long term is going to affect your ability to think and study and work and understand based on brain development, et cetera. And so that's a bigger risk than the potential remote, rare risk of a complication from the vaccine over the long term. So it's a risk-benefit. If my kids need to be vaccinated, I'm going to take that risk and say, you know, it's actually far better to get vaccinated than to wait for what, see what the virus will do, which could be deleterious in the long run. So please get vaccinated as you're available.
From the current information that you have, and like I say, this is kind of a learning process with this whole thing. It's been a year of intense study and research. Do you think there's going to be a need for a booster shot? Because I keep hearing talk about that.
Yeah, Ray, I think there's pretty good evidence now that we will need a yearly vaccination for COVID-19. You know, this is a this is like any other coronavirus that we've had around for decades, obviously more serious, and they circulate, they come back. So the way we're going to get a handle on this is it will become, in my opinion, it will become like the flu shot, which will be a yearly booster or yearly vaccine. And you know, the good news is we have great technology now that allows us to develop these very safe vaccines on a yearly basis very quickly.
When we think about this, whatever you, I mean, Ray doesn't love the term, and I understand why, like the herd immunity issue, it seems now that the last 30% of adults is not about necessarily access, it's about, you know, hesitance and refusal, right? So is the pushing the vaccine for children a way to get the population and percentage of the population vaccinated up and increase the odds of that happening?
Well, that will certainly happen because we, you know, in Connecticut, we have about 750,000 children, and that's a chunk of the population, which means we do need to get them vaccinated. Getting them vaccinated, diminishing the spread of the virus is going to help. And you're correct. I mean, there's some hesitancy now. And we need to address that so that people feel safe using the vaccine. We still have large segments of the population that have not been vaccinated, and there's a disproportionate low vaccine rate in our cities, in Hartford and New Haven and, and Waterbury, Danbury. And we need to address that as seriously as any of the other issues that we're addressing about vaccine hesitancy.
And that is where you are on Washington Street. You're in the city. So, you know, so, I mean, do you see a lot of, are you not seeing kids coming in to get vaccinated, or are you checking on all that?
Well, again, we have, at Connecticut Children's, we have vaccinated kids over the age of 16 that are deemed to be of high risk. And so we set up a clinic starting in April with the health department so we could actually target the children over the age of 16 that have high-risk conditions. And we have done a really good job of vaccinating over 3,000 of those kids, making it easy for them. And once this gets licensed or approved under the emergency use authorization for 12 to 15-year-olds, we'll do the same. We'll target the kids that are at high risk, that come to Connecticut Children's for care, that have underlying conditions. So that's the focus that we have. Our cities and towns and our primary care centers, including Connecticut, you know, Community Health Center, Inc., they have a clinic that we run within and New Britain Avenue near Hartford, and those will be locations where vaccination for the underserved will be targeted, and we hope to get as many kids vaccinated using that approach.
It'd be nice if the kids get vaccinated and they can ease some of those outdoor summer camp rules maybe a little bit. I mean, double masking outside for the kids is tough. But listen, Doctor, we appreciate the time and the insight, and of course, it's an important issue for all parents out there. Thank you.
Thank you much for being on. Okay, so now you're going to do it.
I mean, my wife and I, she's been so busy, we haven't even sat down and discussed it. I'm sure that we will. I do feel like that kind of stuff, you know, it's not that it has to be rewarded, but, you know, when we had a huge discussion about sending our kids, spending the money and sending our kids away to summer camp when it's not going to be a real summer camp experience. If they have to, you know, I think if you're outside, I mean, there's this whole debate, even like Savannah Guthrie's getting, you know, criticized this morning for pushing back on Fauci on outdoor mask wearing. Like, it seems like if you're at a decent distance and you're outside and the weather's warm, you should not have to wear a mask. And I don't know why then suddenly you're being pegged political for just wanting to talk about that, you know.
Everything's political.
But I'm as careful as can be with this stuff. I mean, I've been very, 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 very on top of it.
Vouch for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.